Well, smack my ass and shave my balls. It's the best damn podcast from Chippewa Falls.
All right. Hey, welcome to Tales from the Hicks. We are on episode 10.
Hey, all right.
Awesome. Double digits.
Out of fingers that's after big, this one.
That's a big milestone.
Yes. Who do we have?
Hey, I'm Jason.
I'm Chad.
This is Ben.
I am Nate. You're going to be able to find us on Spotify. You're going to find us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, YouTube. Go to our website, talesfromthehicks.com. Mm-hmm. You can send us mail at hicks@talesfromthehicks.com.
And Timmy was a little excited there.
He got right into it.
Yeah.
Had to find the file.
Yes.
There you go.
All right. We should talk about what's happening outside.
Well, it's currently raining.
Oh.
And it's 67 degrees. So it's, you know, if you're caught out in the rain today, it's probably not that bad because it's not too cold. There is a 7-mile-an-hour wind coming from the south-southwest.
Can confirm it's wet outside in Nate's window. Yeah.
That's how you get updates.
Yep. Yeah.
You literally just look out your own window.
I'll check it later.
Do that. And get back to us and see if it changes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Odds are it's going to.
Yeah, probably. That's probably the safest bet you've ever made in your entire life that the weather's going to change at some point.
Yeah. Right. Even, you know. Just slightly, but it's still a change.
And not that anybody will know this because it'll be past, but tonight you could see the Northern Lights here if it's not cloudy out.
Ah, nice.
And it's supposed to clear up almost completely after midnight.
There you go. Yep. There's some massive solar eruption that happened on the sun. Ooh. And the Northern Lights are supposed to be visible as far south as like Tennessee or something like that.
Oh, I think I'm due for some kind of an eruption. Good thing it's the weekend.
Yeah.
I'm about to erupt into some.
Is that what you're going to erupt into?
You taking another flight?
Right into my dickies. Into a good old pair of dickies.
Yeah. Nate's going to have some statue socks.
Statue socks.
Gonna have some laundry.
You can be like your nephew now.
Yeah.
Eeks.
You don't have to worry about mom yelling at you. You can just wipe it off on your bedspread.
Not on your pillow. You'll get pink eye.
Yeah.
No, I don't think that's how that works.
Oh, that's not how that works?
I don't think so.
I still don't want to wipe it on my pillow.
Yeah, that's probably not what you want to chew on in the middle of the night.
No,
just drooling on it.
Just waking up.
My pillow is so salty.
Oh, Nate, you take a lot of naps lately.
Wake up and you just sit up out of bed and the pillow just stays right stuck on the side of your face.
Nate.
That sounds like a
so you want time. Me to call you at midnight when I'm up to take my leak because I'm old because that's what old people do or what?
I'm just going to stay up so I can
see. Oh, you're just going to stay up. Okay. All right.
Well, you
want me to call you?
You can. I can't promise I'll be up, but there's a chance because I got a wire up some lights and outlets on my new workbench.
So. Oh, there you go.
Oh. What you building?
Just a workbench.
Oh, okay.
Moved everything to the side of my garage, and right now there's only one outlet, but I got some industrial-looking pipes and boxes that I'm going to install, and going to wire up my air compressor direct to a switch instead of plugging it in, you know.
Plug it in.
Got most of that cut and assembled this week, and just got to plug and play.
Cool.
So it might be burning the midnight oil.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, I can recommend a really good podcast for you to listen to while you're doing that.
Really?
Yeah.
You have to send me a link or
We can discuss off the air. I don't want to give any, you know, free pub, but Tales from the Hicks is pretty fucking solid in my experience.
Somebody shared that, I think, this
Hicks last couple Tales from weeks.
Yeah. Yep.
To give him a listen.
Yeah, give a shot. If you don't like it, fuck you.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Good. No. Thanks for the recommendation.
Give us a 4-star rating anyway.
Yeah. 4 stars if you really like it. Maybe try 5. Just a thought.
Crazy.
Right. Just throwing out there.
Yeah. Leave a comment.
Yeah. Don't forget to smash the like button.
Oh, what's the new thing they can do now?
You can text us. right from the Spotify or I guess I haven't checked Apple Podcasts, but I know from Spotify you can. There's a link right on there. You can send us a text message right from there, right from your phone. You send us a message.
Yep, I tried it today and it works. I told everybody that I was having a code brownish yellow and it went right through.
Literally,
yeah, right. So more than one way. Yeah. Yeah.
Congratulations, man.
Hey, it happens. Just all once. Right. Yep.
Let's find out what the bucket did this week.
The bucket.
Bucket.
Well, Chad, believe it or not,
Sir Bucket,
I got to cut my grass.
Wow, what I've been about waiting fucking time.
I've been waiting and waiting to cut the grass, and I finally cut it. I cut it on last Sunday.
Oh, all right.
Mm. And then I cut grass again today.
Wow. Perfect. Mm. Perfect.
Yep. And
fuck the bees.
Yeah, I ran one over actually.
Nice.
But he has wings. He could have moved.
I guess.
But whatever.
You got a wheel. You could have steered around him.
Sure.
I don't. Well.
You got brakes.
I was cutting grass. Mm. Sorry. Huh? Hey, but anyway, so I got my weed whacker out then, and I was weed whacking around the
whacking
behind the garage, and Tanner has a bunch of a big baseball net back there, and a net you throw it against, and it pops it back up to you. And so I'm weed whacking around all the long shit around the jumpy trampoline thing they got out there, and weed whacking all that. And well, Lexi, the dog, likes to poop over there. Mm-hmm. Well, it was real tall, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, unbeknownst to me, she had done that last night. Well, it wasn't quite hard yet when the whips of the weed whacker hit it. And it sprayed up my arm, in my beard, on my nose, all across my sunglasses. And I had one chunk of shit right underneath my nose, right where your upper lip and your nose meet. And that's all I could smell was dog shit.
Huh. Should have moved it.
Well, since I have...
Did you just leave it on your lip?
The iron stomach I have.
Flavor saver.
Yeah. Since I have the iron stomach...
Mm. Breaker 1-9, we got a code brownish yellow in process. Please send back up immediately. We're going to need baby wipes and some wet ones. Stat!
Yeah. It disintegrated. It was... And I had shit all over my shirt, my pants, fucking hat, everything. Well, I started gagging pretty bad. And I had to go in the house.
Was this Sunday or today?
This was today.
Today.
Oh, okay. I wondered what that smell was.
Yeah, no, I took a shower. I made sure. And I went in and wiped it up.
A little bit of bummer.
I don't. No, I don't. And...
there wasn't any yelling involved when that happened, was there?
There was a lot of gagging and a little spit up.
Sounds like a night at home. Excuse me,
talking about weed wagon?
Yes.
Okay.
Weed wagon, not whip, whatever, trimming. nothing like that happened today. I was cutting grass. Mm. Yeah, it was gross.
Yeah. That is one of the worst things, even the mower. That's why people get charged extra if they don't pick up the dog shit before it gets mowed.
You have to pick up sticks, too?
No, you just mow those up.
Yeah, that's right. You
but just mow up the dog shit.
Yep, and then when you go do maintenance on your mower, change blades or just grease it in general, most of the time that shit's still caked to the bottom. So, I don't do very, very few lawns get cut if they don't pick up the dog shit or they get paid extra.
So what do you tell them?
Charge extra.
You tell absolutely. Them? Pick up the dog shit and pick up all your sticks.
Well, I don't really say the sticks.
You weed whack?
Yeah.
Oh.
But no, if they don't pick it up, they get charged extra, or I just don't mow them. Because, people let their dogs out, obviously.
Yeah.
Who let the dogs out?
Oh, why not just pick it up?
Right.
I mean,
free fertilizer.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's why I leave it there little spots. In the summertime. I mow right over it.
I just mow it.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Matter of fact, today I went down to Menards And I got...
Bernard, is that...
No, not Bernard, Bernard's. Menards.
You went over to Bernard's place
Bernard's.
There?
Bernard's.
How's he doing, that old son of a bitch?
Yeah.
He's still around?
Apparently.
Oh, I guess. He was there. I haven't seen him.
I was there.
Jason went and saw him, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know. Bernie? I mean,
yeah.
He still drive Bernard. That old Chrysler?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Oh.
Was that the gold one?
Yeah. It was kind of that calf yellow shit color.
Mm-hmm. Brownish yellow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Soft top. I mean, it was a hard top, but the top was that the, leatherish.
Yep.
Okay.
Leatherette.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I went down
there.
What'd
you see in there?
I got a drill, a half inch impact drill.
For what?
For changing the blades on my lawnmower.
You must have longer bolts than most.
What?
What? Looks like, why don't you just use two wrenches?
Because I can't get in there.
Oh,
you have the guards off yours. I have the guards on mine. That's why. Because it turns that...
Quick and easy.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Time is money.
I read that if you spray the end side of your mower with WD-40 before you mow, nothing sticks to it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Huh.
Saw it on TikTok, so it's got to be a fact.
Yeah.
You could just take silicone spray.
Yeah, sure. They use WD-40.
I'm going to have to try that. I've never tried it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I did. I spray silicone spray in my chute of my snowblower.
Ah, okay.
And then it doesn't, that wet, heavy stuff, it doesn't stick as much. Sure. It still keeps coming out. It still gets plugged, but it's not as bad, but it shoots it out, Silicone spray.
It's always good.
Or WD-40 works good, too. Yeah, shoot it right out.
How often do you change your blades?
I like to keep my blades really sharp.
Okay.
So I just bought it last year. I didn't take them off. I didn't cut, I didn't sharpen them or nothing last year at all.
Okay. Oh, so you had the whole last year's mow. Okay, okay.
But now, usually what I do on the old lawnmower, I would take the blades off probably every other cut.
Okay.
And keep them nice and sharp.
Wow.
Damn. Good. Each their own.
I like it sharp.
Yeah.
Cool.
So when it hits those sticks, it chews them up and it...
Absolutely.
Throws them.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I... go through three sets a year, new ones.
Yeah.
But I would say I sharpen them only. And when I say I take them off and put the new ones on and I drop them off at a guy I know, Skeeter.
Oh.
Skeeter handles the sharpening.
I should get a hold of him.
He'll do it. He'll sharpen them right up.
Yeah, but the problem is I got to buy the blades first, and they're not fucking cheap.
I got a link for you. Save me a couple bucks.
Yeah.
And then I'll just kind of rotate them. But, I mean, I go probably 4 or 5 mows a time, and I've never had an issue with them being dull.
No, I don't. I just like them sharp.
Yeah.
I mean, when you shave in your face, it sharp.
Well, that way it cuts through that shit.
Yeah. And then it got fertilizer spread all over.
Maybe that's my problem. Maybe they were too dull. They were just smashing it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you got some free info from the bucket.
Hmm.
Like sharp blades.
So did you use the drill on the mower then? Did it work?
No, because I did it last night, and I had to take a fucking wrench and a hammer and a board. Because every time you hit the blade, it likes to turn. So I got the board in there to stop it, and then I just kept on hitting that wrench, and it finally broke it loose. It sucked. It fucking sucked.
Speaking of drills, this was, I think, the year after we bought our house, or maybe a couple years after we bought our house. The wife and I decided to build a flower garden in the back up against the deck. So we bought a bunch of brick to make the flower garden out of, their flower bed. And we needed a way to cut the brick, putting it in. And I was like, well, I'm just going to get a masonry drill or an impact drill corded. I had cordless drills, but I didn't have a corded one with power. And a masonry bit, and it'll just drill a hole in the middle of the brick, hit it with a hammer, split it in half, or whatever we need to do. So I just ran to Menards, and I bought the cheapest Master Force impact driver I could find, and I bought a couple of masonry bits. And so we got home, and we were building the flower bed or whatever, and I go to do the first brick, and I stacked it on a couple other bricks, and I'm drilling, and it will not go through this fucking brick. And I am like, what in the heck is going on? I cannot figure out. And so pretty soon, I'm just laying on this drill, right, trying to get it to go through the brick. Pretty soon, this big cloud of smoke comes rolling out of the drill. And a lot like computers, when that smoke comes out, it's pretty important, and you can't get it back in, and then shit don't work no more. So, yeah, the drill died. I was like, well, what a piece of shit, you know. So I take it right back to Menards. I go, just pissed, you know. This fucking drill, I ain't owned it for 2 hours, and it broke, you know. Well, here's a new one. So I get home, and I'm looking at the drill, and upon closer inspection, you know, most drills, you just, you flip it to the right is forward, you flip it to the left is reverse.
Yeah.
Well, this was marked, I saw it had a R, and I flipped it that opposite direction. Well, anyways, it was not marked like a normal drill, and it was backwards. So I had it in reverse, and that's why that's why I wouldn't go through the brick. I didn't pay any attention to like
the direction
yeah. the bit was going. You know, I flipped the lever to the right side, and I just started going. You know, yep. I was like, huh. Flipped it the other way, and brump, boy, it went just cut right through that brick, just as smooth as could be. And I felt like the world's hugest dumbass. And my wife was like,
yeah, well.
She goes, what in the fuck were you? I said, shut up.
You got a new drill.
Yeah.
It's fine. Menards will just put a green sticker on it and put it in a bin.
I was just testing its durability and it failed, all right?
That's a clearance rack.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Put that shit out back.
What'd you do, Chuck, this week?
Prepped and just kind of finished.
What'd you prep?
My tool, or workbench.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You know, got the boxes and from Menards.
Oh, yeah.
I was out of stock in my personal shelf. So, and just pre-cut some of the pipes and got them all laid out where I want to make it happen. And did some mowing.
Nice.
But otherwise than that.
I like mowing. It's relaxing.
It is?
I love it.
That's about it. You should come over and mow my neighbor's lawn. Ooh. For some reason, if you're listening, you can cut your lawn, neighbor.
It's no mow May.
Well, no, because that's a usable lawn. So you feel free.
No, and no mow May.
Did you mow this week?
No.
Oh, well, last week?
No.
Okay, well, you...
We support the bees.
Yeah,
I went to Menards this morning, and on 53, just past south of Malby there, they were cutting the ditches and everything else.
Oh, yeah,
so.
Yeah, besides my neighbor and Ben,
horseshit,
I think are the only ones. But it's almost getting irritating because within about the first 4 or 5 feet of the property line is the only spot I have dandelions. The rest of the property, none.
Nice. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I was over there. I seen that. You got a nice yard.
I have a feeling that they're coming from his property.
Mm. You know and how you can get rid of those, right?
Well, I was real close to cutting his grass for free.
Yeah.
Just maybe a that's neighborly what he, guy.
That's what so it's not maybe the neighbor he, with the
grandkids.
No, you already cut her grass for services. in exchange of services.
Yeah, that's what happened.
That grass, baby.
I'm not going to tell you that I cut it twice this week. But if he's into that
bushes around her,
I was
no mow May thing, he probably is going to get upset if I would mow it. Yeah. So, because I'll just deal with it.
Is that in Jeff's old house?
It is. Oh, yes. Okay. Yep. Which is Amber's old house. The
emailer
we had from before.
Yeah.
Yep. Sure. So.
Yep. Oh yeah.
Yep. Good old Amber. I remember.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice lady.
She was.
For sure.
Yeah. I mean it. I'd have to disagree with everything that you said about her. I thought she was a super nice lady.
That was off the air.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I'm just, you know, I'm saying, you know, I didn't think she seemed
like Amber, you can skip this part.
I didn't think she seemed like a huge bitch at all. She seems super nice.
No, seriously, skip this part.
No, Chad didn't say anything.
Man. Well, and then the part that you were saying about peeking in the windows at night, that I thought was kind of weird.
Yeah, that was a little over the line.
Off there.
I'm not saying nothing.
Come on.
Sorry.
That
was off the record.
She caught me once. It's fine.
Just once?
Yeah.
You got lucky.
I know.
For as many times as you made it sound like.
It was 27. She didn't make so much noise when you spit in your hand. She put it on the couch.
No. Just went in dry.
Wow.
Got mixed up.
Sure. Wow. Yes.
You know?
Good for you.
Shit.
Hey.
Ben, what'd you do this week?
Well, you know, good idea, Chad.
Not to change the subject. Yeah. Nothing crazy. Sunday, I had Saturday, I made al pastor, marinated a bunch of chicken. And so then Sunday, I put that on the smoker and spent freaking hours on that, only to get all done. I'm super excited. The marinade was a bunch of work. Like, it was, I stacked, put it all on this big spit in my smoker, and it tasted like shit. I was very disappointed. It was not good.
Found out the pastor wasn't religious.
No, it was. I told the wife, I'm like, hey, the tacos are ready, and blah, blah, blah. And I had shaved a bunch off the spit, you know, and tried a little piece, and I was like, huh, that tastes not good at all. So I grabbed a bag of leftover pizza out of the fridge from Friday night pizza night, sat down on the couch with a piece of pizza for me and a piece for the boy. And the wife came out of the bedroom, and she's like, how come you're, she's like, why are you eating pizza? Yeah, go try the al pastor. Let me know what you think. She comes back out. She's like, any more pizza left? Yeah, it was not very good, but that's the only way you're going to find out is try it. Trial and error.
So two quick questions on that.
Yeah.
One for the listeners and myself. What is this spit?
It's a stainless steel bowl with a big skewer that comes straight up out of it. And you stack the meat on top of it.
Sure, like they shave it, you know.
It's like that.
The Euro.
Yep.
The Euro.
Yep. Yeah, like the Euro thing, except it doesn't spin or anything. It's just it's a big stick in the middle of a bowl, basically. A shallow bowl, and I stacked all the chicken thighs up in there, and then I put them on the smoker for several hours, and yeah, wasn't good.
Okay.
But, I mean, the chicken was moist and juicy and everything like that. I didn't care.
For the flavor.
Yep.
That was my other question. Just, you know, when people are like, oh, I don't like this place or I don't like that, you know, it's most of the time it's not that it's not good food.
Right.
It's just the flavor or the taste is not for that
person. Yeah, and I mean, I've never had what's probably authentic al pastor, like in Mexico or whatever, you know, but I have had al pastor like from Chipotle and other Mexican joints, and I really liked it. You know, traditionally it's made with pork, and I did it with chicken just because that's what I used, but yeah, it wasn't. But I'll try it again. I'll use pork, and I'll try a different recipe. And
so what makes it al pastor?
Al pastor, it's a whole thing, right? Like, I bought a bunch of different dried chilies. I bought guajillo chilies, pasilla chilies. And you take all these chilies. I did three of each or two of each, I think. Cut the top off, and they're dry, right? So it's almost like it's dehydrated. And they're just all dried out. So you cut the top off, you rip them open, take all the seeds out of the inside of them, and then you have to steep them in warm water to rehydrate them. So you take those chilies, take all the seeds out, put them in warm water, bunch of different spices, oregano, garlic, a bunch of different spices, bay leaf, garlic cloves, pineapple juice, orange juice, and then this stuff called achiote paste, which I ordered. You could probably get it at a Mexican grocery store, but I just ordered it off of Amazon. And that's... achiote paste is a whole bunch of seasonings in a little brick, basically. And that's, if you see al pastor, it's a very deep red color, like a deep, bright red color. And that achiote paste is what's supposed to give it that color and a lot of the flavor. So you take all that shit, put it in a blender or a food processor, and mix it up, you know, blend it up so it's a puree, basically. And then I had all my chicken thighs. I hammered those out to like a uniform thickness, cut them into chunks, put all that stuff in a bowl, mixed the al pastor marinade in there, and let it marinate overnight in that stuff.
Interesting.
Yep. So I did that. And that was, like I said, I did that on Sunday, and I watched a little bit of the Amish NASCAR that was going on. Did you guys watch the Amish NASCAR?
No.
Amish NASCAR.
The Kentucky Derby?
I indeed did.
Yeah. So that was kind of crazy. Came down to
horse race.
Oh, yeah.
fastest, greatest 2 minutes in sports.
Yeah, came down to the wire.
A nose.
Three. Yeah. Yep. Yep. So I did that. During the week, nothing exciting, just worked and that kind of stuff. That was about it. Nice. So, yeah.
No, I did nothing exciting. Wednesday, I mowed the lawn. I know. No, not Wednesday.
I thought you were in on this snowball May with me.
Yeah.
He realized how ridiculous it was.
Yeah. Well, silly. So you start getting the neighbors that do it, and then you kind of look like the house.
You can't cave to peer pressure, Nate.
Well,
yeah. One for the good
guys. You got to be strong.
Yeah.
No, not one for the good guys. We're here for the bees.
We're not.
Yes.
Yeah.
You ever get stung by a bee, Ben?
Yep.
It hurts.
That's not bad.
Okay. I don't like it.
You ever eat plants that come out of the ground?
Mm.
Bees make that possible.
Oh. Plants, no.
Yep. Mm.
Yeah, I don't have plants. I have grass.
Did you ever buy your wife flowers?
Yes.
Mm. There you go.
Bees.
Oh, my goodness. Bees, bitch.
Bees.
The bees did that?
The bees did it.
I don't think so.
Bees, bitch. God.
Put it on a t-shirt.
We just might. We might have it. All right. I think it is your favorite time of the week.
Yes. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be the mail bucket.
The mail bucket. This is, I love
mail bucket.
Here we go. Who is this?
This is.
Okay, I don't want to know.
What? Here it is.
I can't even see that from
what
here.
What are all of your favorite items to cook over a campfire?
Mmm.
Have you tried cooking Jiffy Pop over the campfire?
I was just going to say, I know this person, and I've watched them cook Jiffy Pop over a campfire.
Was there alcohol involved?
No.
No?
No, so it's our family reunion. It was a long-standing tradition that almost every year someone new would be there. Like one of the younger kids would bring a friend along, sure. Or yeah. One of the, not a kid, but you know, like one of the relatives that were like early 20s, a boyfriend or a girlfriend would come along, or mm-hmm. You know, somebody new.
Kind of like me. I seem to bring someone new to family reunions every year.
But that person would always get chosen to make Jiffy Pop over the campfire.
Oh, okay.
So I was actually the first person that did it, and that's how the tradition started. One of the cousins had brought Jiffy Pop up, and they're like, and I love popcorn.
Oh.
And we always make popcorn when we're camping, but my dad has the big long handle
yep.
with the metal cylinder on the mm-hmm. end. You fill it up with the popcorn, yep. You know, blah, blah, blah. Not Jiffy Pop, where the handle is approximately 6 inches long.
Right.
It's made. It's made to be over a stove.
Yes. Yeah. But anyways, I was the first one that did it, and to hear my relatives talk, it was the greatest show on earth. Watching me make Jiffy Pop over the campfire, you know, just sweating like a whore in church. This better be the best fucking popcorn I've ever eaten in my whole life. You know. Hands burning, hair gone off your arms, uh-huh. Your eyebrows are singed off.
Yeah.
Huge pain in the ass. So then we started it that anytime somebody new came up to the reunion, they had to do Jiffy Pop. Well, we had my son's birthday party. There's a place by Sparta, maybe. Anyways, it's an Airbnb, but it's an old train car, and you can sleep inside of it. And it's and then there's a pond there. And they've got a bonfire, you know, thing for bonfires. And anyways, we had my boy's birthday party there, and all the family came, and then we had a bonfire, and we had brought some Jiffy Pop up, and we talked this person into doing Jiffy Pop over the campfire,
mm-hmm.
Just knowing that we were going to get a show. And it was good. I got about 9 minutes of video on my phone, and probably 7 minutes of that video. There's a lot of crack hanging out.
So he's a plumber.
Yeah. As that Jiffy Pop is being cooked over the campfire. But yeah. Yeah, it's I would not recommend doing it over a campfire.
Mm.
Yeah.
No. I think I'm just a s'mores guy. typical stuff. I like those, the ones you do the sandwiches. You do like the
pudgy pies.
Yeah, pudgy pies. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, you do a piece of bread on each side and fill it with whatever you want.
Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Cherry pie or blueberry or whatever.
Apple.
Anything. Pizzas. You can even go pizza. On pizza, pizza or peanut butter and jelly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, peanut butter. Have you ever made, sorry to sidetrack, have you ever made a grilled cheese, but instead of cheese, put peanut butter and jelly on the inside? Yeah. And then grill it like you would a grilled cheese.
Greatest thing. We have it for supper probably every other week.
Awesome. Ooh. Yep. It is amazing. Awesome. Yeah.
Also can put them in the air fryer.
Yes. Yeah. Sorry to sidetrack that.
I'm not a peanut butter guy. So
I'm going to try that.
It's very good.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
You might never not do it again.
Does it have to be grape jelly?
No.
Anything?
Strawberry?
I have a strawberry.
I like raspberry.
That would work.
That'd be just fine. Whatever kind of jelly you like, Jason.
So it's just toasted. KY. It's just toast.
Yeah, KY might get a little sticky, but.
Yeah,
you just take, you know, just like you would do a grilled cheese. Take your bread, butter it.
Yeah. Put
your stuff in the peanut butter and jelly in the middle and toast it up. Yep.
You will grill enjoy it.
Yeah, it's very good.
I just like to do hot dogs.
Hot dogs over the fire.
Yeah, when we go up to the cabin, that's where we always, the cheap Oscar Mayer hot dogs seem to be the best ones over a campfire. You know, we get soak up hot dogs every once in a while. It's not the same. I like soak ups, you know, boil them, you know, but. Just over a campfire, just an Oscar Mayer cheap hot dog, and that seems those seem to be the best hot dog for a campfire.
It's neck and neck. As Nate said, the pudgy pies, them are always a favorite. But I think ultimately will be a hobo dinner.
Foil packet.
Yep.
Yeah.
And up north, we do those quite often. And then Tice's, I think it was, took it to the next level. And instead of doing the traditional just tin foil, they started buying bread pan tin foil, you know? And that's awesome. You put everything right in there. You still cover it, put it on the fire.
Yep.
And that's now your bowl.
Yep.
Sure. And it's, I mean, they, you know, you can do chicken and mushrooms and steak or traditional hamburger ones. Yep. But I think
venison ultimately. And taters is awesome like that.
Never had that one. But ultimately, I would say that's my favorite fire meal.
So going back on the marshmallows, how do you like them done? I know some people do just kind of melted golden a little
brown,
bit.
Yeah, I would say golden brown or maybe just a crisp, just starting to crisp.
I'll put it right on the fire and let it go.
Just black.
Burning and just hold it up like a torch and wait for it to go, take itself out and then it'll just, that black ash, just straight ash.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that face before. So
no, I
for the listeners, he was making the old face when he had that.
Oh.
No, that's going to be a little too done for me.
Yeah, that's a little done.
I'm a golden brown.
Yeah.
My mom, I've never seen anybody eat a marshmallow the way my mom does. Burn it, peel the outside layer off, eat it. Burn it, peel the outside layer off, eat it. Burn it until it's gone.
So I didn't know that was a thing.
It is. For her, it is. That's how she eats them.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, she does it in layers.
I didn't know they were layered.
Because you can grab, if you really burn it, you can grab the outside layer and just pull it right off and eat it. And then she's got the...
Eat the burnt part.
Right.
Oh.
And then she burns it again, peels off the outside.
Yeah. Hmm. I would like that.
Fuck that. No, not down with that.
Well, then you got like three of them in one.
Right? I just don't like burnt marshmallows.
Yeah, I don't like
burnt marshmallows. If mine catches on fire and it is actually burning, like
it's gonna stay in the fire.
If nobody wants it, I just throw it in the fire. Right. I get a new one. Yep. Marshmallows are fucking cheap.
Yeah, and they sell them like 200 per bag, I think.
Yeah. For me, my favorite campfire is probably a toss-up. I'm gonna say three. My favorite s'more, just because s'more is a classic thing.
Right.
But instead of the graham crackers, I prefer taking the fudge stripe cookies and put the marshmallow in between the two fudge stripes. I think that's even better than the graham crackers.
Winner.
Yep. But then another thing that's awesome is take a strawberry, put that on your marshmallow stick, roast it in the fire, and then have a jar of Jet Puff. Oh. If you guys have seen Jet Puff, it's a liquid marshmallow basically.
Yeah.
Take your piping hot strawberry, dip it in the Jet Puff, and eat that.
Mm.
And it is fucking next level.
I got to go get the fire started.
It is an amazing campfire snack. It's really, really good. Really good. And then the other thing that's awesome, and we always do at our family reunion, we'll take bread dough up with us and let it rise like you're going to bake bread or whatever. And then you take it and you grab a chunk of the bread dough off. And I'll kind of roll it out into a, like you would with Play-Doh almost. You know, you roll it out and make like a snake out of it. Yeah. Yep. And you take that and then wrap it around your marshmallow stick. And then kind of squeeze it onto itself. And then you roast that over the fire. And it bakes your bread.
Huh.
And then we'll have bowls of melted butter and brown sugar and cinnamon on the picnic table. And so then you take your fresh baked bread concoction, dip it into melted butter, dip it into brown sugar, cinnamon.
Oh, that would be good.
Incredible.
That would almost be like treat. Texas Roadhouse treat. Yeah.
And then if you really want to get fancy, my dad will take and he'll wrap it around his marshmallow stick, and then he'll slide a wedge of Hershey candy bar in between.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a walleye.
No, he'll slide a piece
of... A dog treat.
Slide a piece of chocolate in the gap there and then melt it and then dunk it in the...
Very
melted butter and brown sugar cinnamon, it's that stuff wrapped around marshmallow stick and baked like that is excellent treat.
I remember when we were younger, we'd always go camping to Salters, is what we know it as, Winter Haven, I guess.
Yep.
And we'd go camping with buddies my dad worked with, and that one guy, his name is Dave, and he would get up in the morning would stay up late till fucking 1-2 in the morning or whatever. And he was up by 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, cooking breakfast in a big griddle of shit that he had out there, making French toast, whatever, bacon, pancakes, everything. We'd eat. He'd start cleaning up. By the time he got done cleaning up, he was making lunch. And it's like, holy shit. So now lunch was starting to cook. We'd eat lunch, come back, he'd start cleaning everything up. By the time he got everything cleaned up, he was making supper. Huh. It's like, and that's all that fucking guy did was cook and then drink a lot. And we did Wapatulis.
Cook's got to stay hydrated.
We did Wapatulis and Wapatulis, that's pretty decent.
Speaking of French toast... Mm-hmm. Did you know that the correct way to actually make French toast is using toast?
Yes, I've seen that. I have never done it, but I did see that.
So that's how French toast is actually supposed to be made, not bread dunked in your mixture and then fried.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be toasted, make toast, then dunk it in your mixture, then grill it or whatever you want to say.
Do you use regular bread or do you use Texas toast?
I prefer Texas toast.
Yeah, me too.
I'm not a big fan of French toast.
Oh, yeah.
I prefer pancakes over French toast.
Oh, see, I'm done with pancakes.
That way you can stack them later.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, and put your peanut butter on there. Yeah.
Restack the pancakes.
In the outhouse. Yeah.
But yes. Oh,
are you guys a syrup purist on pancakes? Or?
Yeah, I like syrup, butter, and peanut butter.
I'm a peanut butter and jelly guy in my pancakes.
Yeah. That's what I like. Butter and syrup.
Yeah, but I do not dislike, sometimes just to change it up, I'll go peanut butter and syrup on the pancakes. I mean, obviously you always have butter, but then, you know, yeah. Nate?
No.
Not a pancake guy?
No, I'm a French toast guy if I was going to have one.
Yeah, you're fancy like that. That doesn't surprise me.
With the fruit on top.
But it's not, toast. It's not pre-toasted.
French toast, please.
Mm-hmm. Well, then you put cinnamon on there, and then you got the cinnamon on there. That's good. Put it in the eggs and...
Sure.
Powdered sugar.
I don't do it, but that's fancy. That's too much work.
Cinnamon's not?
No, or you just... Sprinkle the cinnamon in the eggs.
Sprinkle the sugar on it.
And then when you put the bread in there, you just flip it over and
That's what I'm doing. Talking about campfires, when I was a kid, you know, we camped up in Chetek, and we camped right next to Tangandab and Eric and the crew. And we were sitting around the fire one night, and we were just kids, you know. I don't know how old. We were kids. Sitting around the fire at my mom and dad's campsite. And, you know, back in the day, the lawn chairs were the multicolored webbing, right, that went across. There wasn't these director chairs like we got today. So we had roasted marshmallows and we're sitting around a fire and Eric needed another soda. So he gets up, sets his marshmallow stick on his chair, runs to the camper, comes back with his soda, doesn't realize that as he ran to the camper, he bumped his lawn chair. Well, the marshmallow stick slid down between the webbing and just the prongs were the full prong was sticking all the way out of the, you know, out of the webbing. He had no idea. So he comes trucking back over, you know, Eric, right?
Yeah.
Comes trucking back over, got me another Mountain Dew, you know, and he plops down in that lawn chair. And it was like that fucker was launched out of a rocket. His butt hit the chair and poof, immediately, whoa, out of the fucking chair he comes, you know. And something bit me. And we're trying to figure out what, after we got done, you know, crying, we were laughing so hard, trying to figure out what was going on. We discovered, you know, it was the thing. And he, of course, Eric, no shame, you know. He bent over in front of the fire and pulled his pants down. Yeah. There was a perfect hole, one on each side of his crack. Just wow. It was awesome. Damn. Absolutely awesome.
Talking about Chitek there, real quick story. We went camping with the neighbors, and this was before we had the kids. I was pretty drunk. Sure. And they have that shuttle that takes them down the river with the inner tubes. So everybody's like, hey, we're going to go inner tube. Fuck yeah. So we packed some beer and some more coolers, and we went tubing. And that river isn't very deep. It's maybe 3 foot, maybe, if it's that. So the van took us up to wherever, and we got in and started floating. And I was getting kind of bored, and I told Kevin, and I go, watch this. Because I was getting hot. I was ass in the hole of the inner tube, my feet out in the water, and I go, watch this. He's like, what are you going to do? I go, I'm just going to lean backwards and flip over and stand up and get wet. Okay, well, I was drinking, and when I flipped over, my ass was stuck in the tube, the hole, right? So now I'm just under the water, and my butt was up in the air. He's trying to grab me, and I'm trying to get up, and oh, God. It didn't work like I... No, pictured it in my head.
Cool as you thought it was.
I didn't think, you're dumbass. I'm like, I guess,
Yeah, you'll have that.
Yeah.
For sure.
I haven't gone actual camping in quite a few years.
You could come up to the cabin.
That's, but I mean,
I know it's not,
I'm
but
not
it's.
Saying camping.
Well, you get all the aspects of camping.
Yeah.
You can say we need to do the podcast on location at the cabin.
Ooh.
There you go.
We could do that.
Could probably do that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We'll talk to our
tech
guys and producers. And
Have your people talk to our people.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, guys. We're about to get yelled at.
Oh, boy.
All right. Fucking scream away.
This is...
No mo' may if you would like honey.
FNA.
Just go to Walmart. They got a whole bunch of
it.
Just
followed up by, you want some honey?
Sure.
Yeah,
send
we
it
want some honey.
TalesFromTheHicks.com.
Yeah.
Yes.
It takes, here's some knowledge. We're dropping knowledge bombs on
them. That's that knowledge bomb stuff.
Knowledge bombs. It takes 12 bees to get 1 teaspoon and 36 bees to make a tablespoon. So, no more may.
F and A.
There you go.
Well.
So I'm trying to
come read. Come on, let's be team environment, guys.
Yeah, I'm trying to read between the lines here and see if are you offering us honey? We want honey.
I think that sounds like.
Or are they saying?
I think she said they're gonna offer it to us.
That's what. Yeah, you want some honey?
Yeah. So
Or is it
just drop it?
Or
off.
Do you like? Do
you, if you want honey, you
stop
fucking
mowing.
Don't mow.
Yeah, I mean that's great, emailer. I appreciate that. Along with the few other people that do not mow in May.
Chad doesn't believe you.
No, I'm not. Yeah. Not. I didn't say that.
Well,
he said it already.
But
he's very firm anti-bee.
Not anti-bee, but definitely anti-mow May.
That's right. That's right.
But I do let... I don't have an exact number of the bees that live underneath... that have a nice little home underneath my deck. Right. They've now made it 2 seasons, but they're getting pretty close to an eviction.
And not paying the rent.
Well, they're definitely not.
Figures your team, fuck the bees. I get it.
Absolutely. So
during the winter, if you're cold, they're cold. Bring them inside.
No, I don't not, but they don't bother me in the winter.
Where do they go? They go south.
In their hives, I believe. No?
Yeah, I don't know.
Anybody out there knows, feel free to send a text.
Maybe that emailer knows where the bees go in the winter.
I guess I was always under the assumption where they live year-round.
In the hives and those white...
You don't really ever see them in the winter.
Well, right. Yeah. You don't see too many bears in the winter. And
they're hibernating. Bees we know that.
And I think that's what bees do.
Hmm. Yeah, but ducks fly south.
Right.
Ducks stick together.
Ducks.
But ducks
And the white-tailed deer in around like November-ish time, they also go south.
It seems to be
They get on that plane and they go south for the winter.
White-tailed deer do?
Yeah. Certain areas.
Oh, okay. Yeah, up north there by right around where I hunt.
This is off topic, kind of, but what you were talking about with the deer getting on an airplane
they do.
South. It's so true. And this is going to lead us into our next little topic, but our next segment. I saw a thing online that said there is now a bark airline where it's an airline that's catered to pets being on board with you. They can fly with you.
Well, that should be good.
Why would you like that?
Cats and dogs get along pretty good.
Well, no, it's bark. I don't know if it's cats.
That can't be just convenient dogs? For a person
I don't know.
That doesn't have an animal. You're not going to, if you don't have an animal, you're not taking that flight.
Why not?
Right.
What if you love animals?
Then you take that flight.
Yeah.
What if you're not a big fucking Grinch like you are? You just want to be surrounded by some friendly.
Then you go to your local, whatever, humans.
Man's dog best jail. Friend.
Yeah.
Man's best friend.
Dog's jail and hang out with them there. They need a lot of volunteers. I see it all over.
Jeez. You're just a Scrooge, aren't you?
Nope.
You are.
I'm just not taking that flight.
The dogs.
Just hates animals.
Just heart hates them. Filled full of fucking hate.
If you would get a dog, you would change your mind about that.
No, I'd have to pick its shit up.
No, you don't. You just mow it.
Yeah, just mow it.
What if I mow it in May?
You mow all year round.
Oh, yeah. Well, I did this year, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, nope, and nope.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I guess. Sorry.
Okay.
You guys all have dogs.
Chad hates animals.
Yeah,
I do. I got a dog, a yellow lab, Lexi. Yeah.
That's shit on your face, pretty much. I mean, pretty much.
Yeah, today it was. Yeah, it splattered. Man, that thing just fucking whipped her.
Any moment when that happened, did you in your mind or out loud say, why the fuck do we have a dog?
Yeah, it crossed my mind.
See? Now who's an asshole?
Not you. Me. You oh, are. It's still you.
It's still you.
Heartless bastard.
God. It's shit. Yeah, I got it all over. But
if you'd like to talk to Chad about what a cruel, heartless bastard he is, it's Hicks at talesfromthehicks.com.
Smash that like button.
Button. Smash that like button. Come on.
10 straight weeks.
Smash the like bucket.
What?
Bucket? Smash the like bucket?
Now it's a like? Yep, I like it.
You know, smash it. And then share with everybody you know, and especially the ones you know.
Better take that hat off. There's an animal on it.
It's a
cock.
It's a chicken.
Cock.
Yep. Chicken from Georgia.
So you're a cockhead.
Dickhead.
Check it out.
Cock. So now, let's go into some weird news.
I only have really just one, I guess. This made me chuckle. World's fattest monkey, dubbed Godzilla, dies after eating himself to death.
Oh, yeah. That's one of the seven deadly sins.
Gluttony.
Yep, yeah. That's it.
Yep. Ate himself to death. So, yeah.
It's not good.
Nope. He was in a... like a food market in Japan or something like that, and everybody who went by like fed him snacks or whatever.
Chad's happy about this, by the way.
Yeah. Chad's over here cheering.
Yeah.
Chad's
like, good for that fucking monkey.
Yeah. He wasn't living a happy life.
Yeah.
Okay?
We get it. We know that you beat the monkey as often as you can.
He's like, if that was my monkey, I'd spank it.
Yeah. I'd spank that monkey.
Spank that fucking monkey like it owed me money.
Probably do that right after we're down here.
Well,
Can you get home first?
Yeah, wait till you get home.
Don't do it in my home.
He's already started. I'm sitting next to him, guys. I can see what's going on.
Get your hand off the spot. It's tiny, so really it's just like rubbing two fingers together. You know?
Yeah, it's, I mean, you have to look real close to see what's going on. Wow. Gracious. But don't just look. Come on over.
Give me a hand.
Give me a finger.
Lend me a finger.
Yeah.
Ooh. Nope.
Not like that.
Slide it right in the
I'm pretty sure no.
Poop shoot.
Shoot. Put some silicone spray or whatever.
There you go. Yeah, it wouldn't stick to your finger.
It'll roll in there smoother.
There you go.
Jason, you already smell like shit. Why don't you help him out here?
I'll take a shower.
Yeah, one of my cooter and one of my pooter.
Right? Ooh, there it is. Another t-shirt.
What's that?
What Ben said.
Okay. I'll have to go back and play it. All right. Now we're going to talk. We got two topics. We're going to start with, and these go together very well. We are going to talk about the porn stores.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how much discussion we'll get out of it, but I don't understand how they still exist.
You know, well, here's something. I mean, I don't know how they ever existed personally, because I only went to a porn shop once, and that was to get, like, a gay gift. And I was extremely uncomfortable, and it was.
Well, you don't like talking to people in general.
Well, there's that.
Well, that's because you had that trench coat on, so
with nothing else, I'm sure.
I tried that back door, and that was locked, and I got out of there. Oh. But no, so I personally have only been in once, and that was for a gay gift. But I don't.
Was that one in Halley there?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. But I've been in there more than once. Go check it out.
Go check it out.
Is it? I mean, do they have regulars? Like,
Yeah.
I would imagine. Yeah, there's a bunch of weirdos.
Well, because they have the video things in the back, don't they? Most of them.
I've never been back there. I'm scared.
I haven't either. But from what I've read or seen,
yeah, they had a thing online at one time. Like, they're obviously all the screens were black because it was public. Right. But yeah, it's like from what it looked like. Shooting lanes, if you want to say that, with screens, individual screens, like go in your own room kind of thing.
Yeah, it's a little tiny, like not much bigger than a closet, basically. And
yeah, it didn't look large. I mean,
you just go in there and you can watch porn and jerk off in there.
Yeah.
Because I know it's always been a thing, like that big one in the cities. I can't remember the name of it off of Hennepin there. But they talk about how they're always trying to find people to clean the spank banks because it's... Like, that's a job. You got to go clean the fucking jerk off.
Boy, it would be 100% tile, and you just hit a button and it just sprinkles. Yep, just next.
But I mean, I feel like most of them probably still exist because they sell the paraphernalia.
Yeah.
You know, toys and stuff. But then also, I feel like almost all of them sell like the weed stuff.
Right.
You
know? Pipes,
tobacco.
Which I don't know how they can. You know what I mean? I don't know how that can be legal.
Well, because you
because it's for tobacco.
You can smoke tobacco.
Yeah,
that's what it's for.
Hookahs,
right.
Pipes,
that's what tobacco use only. It says it right on.
Well, there
but,
you go. Then.
I mean, as far as porn goes, I mean, how do you not just go online for it?
Right.
Yeah. Back when that wasn't
where
a thing,
would
I get
one
it.
Go
right?
To well, find said porn.
Well, Ben, you did see a story once that you came up north, and we had a grocery bag full.
Well, like I said, back in the day, I get it. You know, when it was just
we don't get VCRs any Wi-Fi up. There's no Wi-Fi up there.
You can download it right to your phone and fucking.
I can't.
Yes, you can.
No.
Just because you don't know how does it mean?
Oh, maybe that's the problem.
I would venture to say it's because I think somebody said it. Like, it's not. I guess it's in a form of porn. But the items that you get there, like you literally take them off the shelf, you can see them, touch them, feel them.
Right.
You know, yeah. I'm assuming not give them a try.
I mean, if you're going to use a 14-inch double-headed black donger, maybe you want to get a good look at it.
Yeah.
So you're saying it's not like trying on a pair of shoes?
Yeah, I don't think that's how that works.
There's probably no return policy,
I
guess.
But, I mean, when you're online, you click on this or click on that, it shows up. It's, you know, it's not even close to the picture. But I would assume that's why they're still.
I mean, when you order one of those and it shows up and it's the size of a 2-liter bottle, maybe that's a little too big for you.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Should have read the description.
Yeah. Ooh. 13-inch circumference.
Huge. Well, then, I mean, even. So beyond that, like, so even if there are videos there. They don't do. Can you even buy DVD players, VCRs anymore? Like
you can buy DVDs, players.
DVD they players? Still sell Blu-rays.
Yep.
Huh. Yes, you can buy videos.
Oh yeah, there. I suppose we should ask Mr. Technology.
No, no, it's probably from the porn star.
Oh. Oh, well, he said he's there quite often.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a punch card.
He's like Norm when he walks in.
Yeah, you get the punch card and you
Jason! Your 13th free video. Like celebrity.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, he gets stamps.
Don't lick that stamp from there.
Jesus Christ. Jason walks in and out comes the gold card.
Jason, you don't need that. We know you.
Yeah. Your credit's good here. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
What was that?
Jason, just so you know, the new copy of Midget Amputees Monthly. May is in. Let's go, buddy. Look at that chick on the cover, man. She's new. You're going to like that.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Each their own.
Before we go into the next one, though, how is Svetlana doing?
She's fine.
It's good to hear. Is Svetlana. That Slutvana?
Svetlana.
So.
Is Czechoslovakian Chi-Chi.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
You guys pretty serious?
Yeah, her kid had the surgery with the cleft palate. Yeah.
Good for him. Yeah. Good deal.
I'm happy for you and her and him.
I gave her your email address, by the way. So.
You know.
That's who's trying to get a hold of you.
It is. Okay. Mm-hmm. I thought it was fake.
No, it's real.
It's real.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. She need more money or what?
She wants to get to know you better.
No shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like she want to come to the States?
Maybe. She could be a Malin wife.
All right, you guys go ahead and finish the show.
There you go. He's going to get married now.
Let me see this.
Well, next, by episode 11, Chad will be married.
Yeah.
Is that her?
Yeah, that's her.
I'm going to need some time off.
It's unpaid.
Wow, I can't. She really looks that good.
Yep.
It's got to be real.
It's real.
He really is going to start spanking the monkey. We better get into the next thing. Let's talk about some
that later.
Let's talk about your childhood cartoons.
There we go.
Okay. Cartoons.
Nice transition, though.
Yeah. I mean, who doesn't go from porn to cartoons?
Right.
Well, yeah, deep. That's all.
cartoon porn.
Cartoon porn. Maybe that might be a thing.
That is a thing. Anime is big.
Anime. Yeah. Wasn't it like almost number one, like download it a few years ago?
Probably is. I have no idea.
I think the Bob and Tom talked about that. Or not the Bob and Tom, the
Spank Masters.
It is the Bob and Tom. 92.1 maybe in the morning.
Sure.
Neil and Bob.
Jason, next time you're over there, why don't you ask him what the biggest category is?
Okay, yeah.
I'm sure you got their number in your phone. Just call.
Yeah.
So I was always a Scooby-Doo guy. Mm-hmm. That was always my thing. Yeah.
Scooby snack.
That was all, yeah. And I'm trying to think of them. There was another one that we used to watch in the morning before we'd go to school. It was like, was it Inspector Gadget?
Coco Gadget Arm?
Yeah, Inspector Gadget or Inspecting Gadget Junior. Inspector Gadget, maybe.
Inspector Gadget.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like Tom and Jerry because I'm
Tom
old.
Tom and Jerry.
That's about what I like. But talk about animation, though. My favorite animation is Toy Story. I fucking love that movie. I'll watch it every time it comes on. All the Toy Stories. It's great.
Ah, man.
Roadrunner's pretty decent, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I really would have a tough time pinpointing a cartoon that, like, I had to watch it. Like, it was on, I was watching it. Maybe, obviously, you probably, Mickey Mouse being Goofy. Goofy was my favorite character on that show, for sure. But I would say I watched Price is Right in the morning and MacGyver more than I watched any ever cartoon. But, yeah, I would go with Mickey Mouse and Goofy and his long ears.
for me, a kid, being a kid, it was Looney Tunes was my absolute, you know, absolute favorite. Always Looney Tunes. And but, I mean, there was, you know, as you got older, there were so many, you know.
Right.
I can remember watching Darkwing Duck and Animaniacs and Doug on Nickelodeon. Mm-hmm. You know, all that stuff. But even older now, like Family Guy and South Park are still fucking hilarious.
You know, would you consider those cartoons?
It's an animated show, yeah. It's a cartoon.
Yeah, it's just not necessarily for kids.
Right.
Well, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Cartman.
Beavis and Butthead.
Yes.
I remember. Back in the day.
Ren and Stimpy.
One of the first times we were watching that, never had finally discovered it or whatever, we were up.
MTV.
We were up late watching it in the living room and just cracking up laughing because never seen anything like it, you know. And I think it was probably 16 and 18 or 16 and 20 or whatever we were.
Yeah.
Woke up dad and he come out, what are you guys guys watching? Yeah, it was, and then he started watching for a little bit and laughing.
It was fucking funny.
Yeah. So this has got to be going back to...
They brought that back. I never watched the new ones.
But. Yeah.
Animated still?
Yeah. It's on, I think, Paramount. Yeah, that they're still out there doing that.
You ever remember watching The Littles?
The Littles, yep. Yeah. I think they were...
Little Mice or something. Rats or something like that. Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah, that was always... I like that. Yeah. But yeah, I guess... so then I guess when I got older, like the after school shows I always liked to watch, it was not animated, but it was called Salute Your Shorts. Is the camp on Awana.
Okay.
That show, and then Hey Dude is on the ranch with the horses and stuff. And then of course the Are You Afraid of the Dark?
What was that one with the chef or whatever was in the back and he always said, I heard that.
That was You Can't Do That, or You Can't Do That on TV?
I'm asking, that's why. And they're always locked in the lockers and they, hey, whatever.
That was a Nickelodeon. Yeah. You can't do that on TV, or you can't say that. Yeah, you can't do that, or you can't say that on TV. We got the world at our fingertips.
Okay. At the fingertips.
I think it was...
you said chef, I was thinking Muppets right away, the Swedish.
I was thinking South Park.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, children.
No worries. You know, I heard that.
You can't
do that on television. You can't
do that on television. Yep. Oh, yeah, and then they'd get slimed.
That's the guy there,
right here. Sure enough. I'll, when we're editing this...
throw a pickup.
I mean, I'll let our production team know to edit at 102.
Absolutely.
But those were my after-school shows, though. Those three were always my favorite go-to stuff.
Nice. But,
All right. So we got a little bit of time. You want to go into... I mean,
well, before we do that, three little things I got. I did receive an email, personal email, from the person that sent in the picture of the
meatball.
Yeah. Yes, does that on the regular.
That was his hand.
Yep, and he does it on the regular.
Well, now wait a second. He does this on the regular, but not a lot.
Well, not like it's like every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You know, like once a week or every other week. Just
takes a meatball and...
And I don't know if it's prior to making a meal or prepping burgers or whatnot. Mm. But, it sounded like for many, many years now he's done that.
That's interesting.
He might turn into a vampire if he keeps it up.
Possibly. Maybe that's their snack.
I don't know.
We do have a delivery coming soon, too.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
And then another one, real quick, a couple guys that are enjoying some cold beverages today. It's their birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Stogie. Myron, John Sr. So I was going to stop and have drinks with them, but they'll be sleeping. Probably.
Is that who you went to have drinks with the other night?
No, that's not.
That was the Los Amigos.
That was the Amigos. Oh. Yeah. Okay. Good Amigos. So
Well, who was it? Happy birthday, Stogie and
Myron? Stogie and Myron.
Myron.
Yep. Happy birthday, guys.
Happy birthday, guys. Happy birthday.
Do they listen?
I do believe so. Stogie does for sure. I know that.
Good.
But I don't know about Myron.
Okay.
Is that the email you sent out? There, he's sitting at his kitchen table and they listen to all the. No?
No.
Just me?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Me neither.
Okay. Cool.
Not sure.
Good story.
Yeah, good story.
Nope, it's not.
Must have come from Svetlana.
Svetlana
sent you an email.
Yeah.
Hmm.
All right. What's coming up this weekend, though? There's something we probably should throw out there quick.
We should probably acknowledge our mothers.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep.
Wouldn't
be here without them.
That's true.
Yep.
It's happening on a Sunday again. You know,
yeah,
it's crazy. One of those weird things.
Yeah. Weird how it always falls on a Sunday.
Yep.
Yeah, isn't it?
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, all right, so we're going to, I guess, make sure that everyone knows to send us some emails.
Yes.
Yep, yep. Smash that like button. Bucking,
there it is.
God damn it.
Get her done.
Smash the like button.
I'm going to have to quit doing that. I'm going to fire myself.
That's a gimmick now.
It's built into your system.
Come up with I'll tell you what. You know, we come up with a topic for next week, but instead what we could do is we'll come up with a topic, we'll put it out on Facebook. So make sure that you listen to our Facebook, or you listen to after you're on the podcast, go out onto our Facebook page. Make sure you're
we're like an hour into this already. I don't think there's many people listening anymore.
Well, we'll find out the ones that do.
Yeah.
And then we'll post out on our Facebook page what our topic will be.
Absolutely.
And awesome. Then...
I might have a problem with that.
Yeah.
Lacey has it.
You probably won't. He won't.
We'll let you know.
It's fine. We'll let you know.
Yeah. Okay. Let you know. Right. Yeah, it was like the other day. I tried to tag you in something.
Yeah.
I couldn't.
Yeah.
Your wife could let you know. Yeah. Or your kids.
Couldn't tag you.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, just email one of those guys.
Yeah.
We'll have to get a passenger pigeon here so Nate can send a bird your way.
There you go. Going
homing on. Pigeon.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so make sure you are on the Facebook page. Like, follow that. Make sure you are on Spotify and like and follow that, comment on there, leave comments.
Yep.
YouTube, obviously. Make sure you're subscribed.
Yep.
Smash the like button out there.
Share with everybody you know, and especially the ones you don't.
And then
the 4-star rating.
4 or 5 stars. Sure. Maybe this week was a 4-star. Maybe it was.
Right.
Maybe.
Yeah. And that's fine.
Whatever you feel comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't,
we're not proud.
No.
Nope.
Yeah.
Good,
yeah, bad then, news, either, you know, good and bad. It's feedback is good feedback.
Yeah. Send us an email. Yell at us like we got yelled at for cutting grass.
Cutting grass.
Yeah, absolutely.
You bastards.
I haven't cut my flowers. Does that count?
No. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I got a couple baskets.
No, so they can go into the flowers.
That's what I'm.
They don't need grass. It's flowers anyway. It's not grass.
Yeah. And, hey, high five.
Yeah.
They ain't pollinating the goddamn grass.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah, and
that's
then,
where the pollen is. It's flowers.
Yeah. Out on our website, we got the apparel, so make sure you visit the store.
Check
that's
it out.
Updated.
There it is.
Let me see your south mouth.
Right here.
There's
one.
You
there it is.
Yeah.
All sorts of,
I'll show you later.
All sorts of colors
nice.
And
thanks,
sizes and everything. And I guess you guys got
colors, different colors too. So
you guys have your night booked out. See, you guys are pretty well planned up for the night. So
yeah,
I don't know what you want to do later, but.
Cutting weeds and hanging out.
All right. All right. So we will see you all next week.
There it is.
All right.
All right.
Bye. Thank you.
Thanks.